Chapter 2.
Why aren't any spirits attacking us? Shouldn't there be spirits attacking us? I was told there were going to be spirits everywhere, blighting the land and slaying the living, and yet all I have seen that was even remotely threatening was a one-legged harlot who seemed to feel you owed her money for services rendered several years ago.
Hello, riding next to Dio, looked first askance at his companion, then over his shoulder to where Alegria, the light of his life and fire in his loins, rode, chatting with the red-headed Shadowborn woman she had taken under her wing. Alegria hadn't been all too pleased when the harlot had accused him of partaking of her wares and slipping out without paying, which Hallow had not done, since he had always been very scrupulous about such things. And now he sensed a bit of frostiness lingering in his wife's gaze when it rested on him.
"Yes, well, I think the less mentioned about the lady in Bellwether the better. As for the Eidolon..."
His words trailed away as a growing sense of unease prickled along his spine. He rubbed the back of his neck, eyeing again the thick copse of trees lining either side of the road that led eastward, toward Kellos. There was no sign that anything was amiss, but he felt as if his nerves were twitching a warning that danger lay all around them, ready to spring upon the unwary.
"They certainly aren't the threat I was promised," Dio grumbled, looking dissatisfied. "You are the only man I know who gets snappish when someone isn't trying to kill him,"
Hallow commented with a wry sense of humor that he knew Dio would ignore. Alegria would have appreciated it, though. He glanced back to smile at her, hoping that her partiality to him would thaw any remaining coldness regarding their landing at Bellwether. But even as he caught her eye, a flicker of movement to the side had him suddenly filled with rage. Arcany prickled his palms as he pulled on the light of the stars that sat behind the sun, but the chaos magic within him rode high, filling him with a red-hot anger that threatened to spill out at the potential threat to his beloved. A man emerged from the woods with a basket of fallen branches strapped to his back. He watched the company ride by for a few seconds before lifting his hand in greeting and turning to march off to what was no doubt his home. "Hallow?" Alegria pressed her heels into her mule, pushing between his horse, Pen, and Dio's massive black charger. "What's wrong? Why have your runes lit up like a lantern? Do you sense something? Is it the Eidolon? Ella!" She turned in her saddle and called back to the Shadowborn woman. "Tighten your bowstring, and make sure your quiver is at hand."
"At last," Dio said, his voice full of satisfaction.
He pulled his sword from his back scabbard, glancing around quickly.
"Where are they, Hallow? I see naught. Are they visible only to your eyes? That will make it a bit more difficult to smite them, but if you tell me where they are, I will take care of them."
"There's nothing," Hallow said quickly, subduing the various magics that twisted inside him in what seemed to be an endless dance. The arcane power that he pulled easily from the sky, even when Belias Starsong was hidden, as she was now, was as natural to him as breathing. The blood magic that he'd gained during his visit to Eris was a little less natural, its complexity shifting and changing even as the chaos magic roared to life, drenching him with a hot, burning need. The runes etched in silver and bound to his wrists and ankles kept the chaos from overwhelming him, but lately, as his body learned to cope with the three different types of magic dwelling within, the chaos magic's rush of red power had shifted from the urge to destroy to one much less lethal, although certainly more embarrassing.
"Alegria," he said,
his voice husky with desire. The need to slake sudden overwhelming urges on her body rode high when the chaos magic chose that outlet for its power. There was a plea in his voice for her to move away from him, to give him the space he needed whenever the chaos took over his emotions. Not that he...